Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Thankful Thursday. We're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for every day, but on
Yes.
Thursdays, we want to really put into action Psalm 105, which reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works." And this is what Thankful Thursday is all about. I am your host, Queen Esther Phillips, and I'm so thankful that we have our guest on today, and that is Sister Barbara Frank.
Yes,
Hallelujah. We are
thank
so thankful for my sister,
you.
and
Yes.
we're just going to move right along. So,
Okay.
good morning, Sister Barbara.
Good morning, Sister Queen. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning? I know you're
I am doing blessed. I am wonderful. Thank God. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. So let me ask you this as we move forward in our podcast. So why do you think it is so important to be thankful, to give thanks to God?
Because God has been good to all of us. I mean, just waking up, we should be very thankful. But God has brought me and my husband through a whole lot. And so I just like to give him thanks and praise each and every day. It's not just one day, but every day
Every day.
because of his love and his mercy and his grace. So
Yes.
I am so grateful and thankful for that.
Praise the Lord. So I understand that you have a testimony, so you want to go ahead and just share a little bit.
I'll try to run through it. It's like, my testimony as well is with my husband that he'd been dealing with back in 2019. I'm just saying that's kind of when things started progressing, different stuff that was happening. So in 2019, he had got pneumonia. 2020, he had a heart attack, which was his fourth. 2021, he fell off a ladder and broke his ankle. And through all of that, we was dealing with his iron deficiency, with blood loss. He had to get transfusion. So it's like from 2019 up to 2022 that it was like one thing was coming after another, after another. So it's like, okay, God, I know that I couldn't have made it and we couldn't have got through it without him. And then the final, well, I'm gonna say final, but when it all said and done in 2022, that we found out my husband had to have open heart surgery. He had to get a triple bypass because his heart just was not doing what it should do. So I just feel like through the process of way things started and ended, even though we went through so much and it didn't feel good, I wanted to use Sister Afra say her part of her quote. I enjoyed her testimony too, that we don't always it don't always feel good what we go through in life and what God put us through or take us through. And but the end result is what matters. So the end result that he worked it out for our good. And so when he got to the point where he needed the open heart surgery, and that was really the trying time that is like, okay, I mean, we was praying throughout all of this even before, but I knew God had a plan because that's what I really based my life on too, is that in Jeremiah 29 and 11, that I know the plans that I have for you and they were good. So I had to hold on to that scripture, which there was many more. But 2022 is when he had his open heart surgery. And we went through that process. And I know I asked the saints, and you were a matter of fact one of them, like right before I think he was going to have that surgery, you prayed with me. And I'm just saying it's not that it wasn't others that prayed, but you prayed with me, Sister Queen. I mean, and you eased that moment of, I could
Thank
say,
you.
yes. And I just said, throughout this year, I say, God, you done brought us through this. And I know that you're going to bring us through this with my husband. And lo and behold, God made a way. God did it. God healed my husband.
Praise the Lord.
And he's back at work and he's doing well. So
Praise
it's
the Lord.
like trusting God through any and everything in life is something that you just can't not want to do, because God knows best.
Yes.
He knows what we need when we need it.
Yeah.
And we know it gets scary sometimes, but I continue to praise him. I continue to thank him each and every day through it all.
Yes.
Even though it wasn't always good, but I didn't want to give up on not saying, you know, letting my husband see that I couldn't take what he was going through, because I was feeling it as well.
Yeah.
Because even though he was physically, I was kind of mentally and emotionally going through it because of seeing him through it. But the end result was amazing.
Yes.
So, and God is still working it out. And,
yes, praise God. And you know, these are the things that we go through in life to help our faith in God.
That's right. That's
And the more challenges we have and we trust him, then it increases our faith and our trust.
Yes.
To know if he did it this time, he'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
So it causes our walk in him to be more real and to bring us closer to him. Because scripture tells us the trying, the testing of our faith worketh patience. Sometimes we are impatient. If we just be honest, impatient, because we don't like to go through the process of healing.
No.
And how God has already scripted for our lives.
Yes, he did.
It started in 2019, right?
Yes,
but he carried you through the process until the time for the healing to take place.
Yes.
You know that God is faithful. And
oh,
it
yes.
is something to be thankful for.
Oh, yes. That's what I said. I am so thankful and grateful that, yes, that he brought us through all of that. Yes.
Yeah,
Thank
yeah.
you.
And
thank
this,
you.
And this is why we do this, because we know your testimony of his healing, how God.
Right.
But there are
Yes.
other people that are facing situations. There are other people that are going through challenges and trials and tribulations. And sometimes they feel there is no hope. And they're praying and nothing is happening immediately, and the enemy comes to them and and causes them, tries to convince them that God is not hearing, that God does not care,
and that's what
God does not love them. But when we publicize, when we tell our testimonies, as the psalm says, then it helps people. It helps us. People need to know that Jesus is real. That
he is
real, and
he is
loves
real.
Unconditionally, and whatever he allows in our lives, it is for purpose. And
it
sometimes
is
people feel like, you know, because what they're going through, then you know, life is meaningless. There's no
yes
purpose. But
yes
we've heard the saying,
but
through
it's not
pain there comes purpose.
there comes purpose
Scripture lets us know he always calls us to triumph. We are victorious. And I heard you say that it was that word, Jeremiah 29:11, that you held on to, and many other scriptures. And so people need to know that it is the word of God.
It is his word.
Must grab hold of and stand on and believe, because God's word is true.
It's,
and
yes,
he
it is. It's
final
queen.
He has the authority. And so again, I repeat, this is what we're all about, giving thanks to
Amen.
God and letting people know.
Yes.
People in our local assembly, in our local church, they know, but what other people, they know.
To share with, to share,
tell. Because the psalmist says in Psalm 105, make known his deeds among the people, or the some versions say people mean nations. And because of the wide reach that I have with social media, then other people will hear your testimony.
Yes, amen.
Of his wondrous works.
Yes.
It gets challenging, but Sister Barbara,
what I
always focus on is what Jesus said to in
John
Most 16:33. He said, in the world, you're going to have trials, you're going to have tribulations, you're going to have troubles. But he said, be of good courage. And then he tells why. Why? Because he says, I have overcome
the world.
And so whatever happens, whatever goes on in this life, in this world, in where we're living now,
yes,
can take comfort in knowing that you
yes,
got us, got
yes,
for us, and the
oh
Holy
yes,
Spirit within us gives us
yes,
the strength that we need.
yes,
Because
yes,
again, I think it's Paul that says, in our weakness, his strength is made
yes,
perfect. His
yes,
strength is
amen,
complete. And he understands our
yes. Yes,
he
he
understood
does.
you were going to
Yes,
be fragile. He
right.
understood that you were going to be emotionally upset. But
Yes,
because
oh
of the word of God and giving him thanks, and a lot of times
yes,
while we are going through whatever
yes,
we're going through, we still have to say, I thank you, Lord. I
yes,
thank you for
that's
bringing me
true.
through.
That's
I
yeah,
thank you that you got this. I
yes,
thank you that
yes,
you are
yes.
going
Our
to work
faith cannot
out.
waver. Yes,
Yes, yes.
ma'am,
God
yes.
bless you. And I
Oh,
thank you
thank
for
you.
sharing. Thank God for
Yes,
this
thank
prayer.
you, Sister Queen. And you continue to do the amazing work that you're doing. And I thank God for you. And I wish you all the best in all your endeavors that you have done. And I can see it. It's already out there. So I just pray God continue to keep you doing what He has for you to do, because
Praise
you're doing an amazing job.
God. God gets the
Yes.
glory.
Yes, He does.
I do what I do because I love
Yeah.
him
Because
and
you,
I have a
that's
team.
right.
All
Yes.
that we do, the scripture tells us, in everything you
And
do
everything
it unto the Lord,
into the glory of God. Yes.
giving him glory. Yes.
Yes.
So your
Yes.
testimony is giving God glory and thank
Glory.
for
Yes.
what he has done.
Yes. Nobody
Amen.
can tell me what God cannot do. You're right.
Praise
Yes.
God. Yes.
Okay.
Do you recall how long the surgery was?
Yes, well, the surgery, we were told that it was going to be a 5-hour surgery. And of course, it was longer. And it's like, I said, thank God, it was me and my son there. Of course, we praying, and there was other, other people there and all of that too. But we still just lifted up God and knew that, we already got the confirmation, from the praying saints, or the people that I know that I encountered, that everything was going to be all right. And you said in your word that you was not going to leave us, and you was not going to forsake us through this process. So I trusted and believed that. So it ended up 8-hour surgery, and the doctor came out and said all is well. So
Praise God.
I went
Hallelujah.
ballistic. So
In a
I was
good way.
praising God. Like you said,
You
He
went
don't care
ballistic
where
in a
you.
good way. Praise
Yes,
God.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
God
So,
is
but
good.
he's been good ever since. I thank God. Like I said, he's back at work and doing what he loves to do. So that's why I
God.
know God. Yes, God
Yes,
is so good. So
yes,
good. Yes,
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 yes, he is.
yes, ma'am.
But once again, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing
Yes.
your testimony. And we're just
You're
going to come
welcome.
prayer
Yes.
and
Okay.
giving God thanks and praise.
Yes.
And Father, we
Okay.
thank you so very much
Thank you so
for
much.
another opportunity to tell
Yes.
your goodness and your faithfulness.
Yes.
I thank you
Yes.
for Sister Barbara and thank you for
Yes. Thank you,
Frank and
Jesus.
how you have carried them through and you
Oh, God.
him through. We give you praise,
Yes.
honor, and
Yes.
glory for what you have done.
Yes.
You are worthy of the praise.
Yes, you are. Yes,
Nobody
you
gets the glory but you.
Nobody gets the
Thank
glory.
you for the doctor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the
Ooh.
and thank you, Father,
Thank you, Jesus.
for
Yes.
their understanding and knowing how to do. We thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge and the understanding that you give to the doctors. But we get know that it is you. It is you, Lord God, that brought them through. Thank you for your healing streams that flow even now to those maybe seeking you and praying for healing. We thank you, Father. We are so grateful. And as the psalmist tells us in Psalm 105, to give thanks to you, and we give you thanks, and we call upon your name because you are a very present help in a time of trouble. You are our refuge, our fortress, our strength, and we call on the name of Jesus to hear and to answer those who are standing in need, who believe in you, Father. We thank you. We want to make known what you have done. We want to talk of your wondrous works because they are wonderful And we bless you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. And as always, for those that have not received Jesus, your Son, as Savior and Lord, we pray, Lord God, that they will come into the saving knowledge of who Jesus is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we pray that they too will seek your face, will find the truth, and know that you are a loving Father. You love unconditionally. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you so very much. This is our prayer on this thankful Thursday. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. All right. Praise God.
Okay. Right. I didn't know what happened. Okay.
Praise
thank
God.
you.
Thank you so very much. And
you're so welcome.
And,
Looking forward to more, to
okay.
seeing more from you. Okay. Thank
God.
you, sister.
Bless you.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.